The following presentation is an AI-voiced podcast produced by Evidential Medium and writer, Trevor. The words you'll hear are exactly as they were transcribed by Trevor, when he sat in the power of spirit to allow the speakers in the spirit world to relay messages through his mind. This process is known as automatic or inspired writing, and is the same method of communication used by all mediums using their mind to receive messages. Please keep in mind that the voice you hear is not the voice of the original speaker. It is simply an audio version of the original notes. To read the original notes as they were written, subscribe to Trevor's Substack channel at theinspiredspirit.substack.com. For under £4 per month, you'll get access to all of Trevor's written work, including the original words from spirit-inspired writing notes files. If the message you hear differs from your own current beliefs, please go with what fits better with you in your own spiritual understanding, and if necessary, check with your own mentors and tutors.
This session was written on Monday, the 11th of December, 2023, at 4 p.m.
Before this session began, Trevor's partner wrote two questions onto his notepad. These questions had been sent to her directly, from a reader. Trevor has no knowledge of who sent the questions, and his first reading of them is after the speaker in the spirit world asks him to read them.
You may read the question now.
Several of the speakers in the Words from Spirit-inspired writing series have hinted at a knowledge of the future. Does this mean that in spirit, we are free to travel through space and time? Is the spirit world influencing, or have a degree of control over our Earth life?
I am ready. So, let us look at the questions one by one. The difficulty for humans understanding life this side fully is in their attachment to a linear time frame that is the way of life on Earth. Humans find it hard to envision anything other than a time-controlled existence, yet it does exist. Even your animals on Earth, some tribal communities, and societies live unaware of time, in the exactness you experience it. In our world, everything exists in the here and now. The past and the future are one canvas with the now. Time travel is primarily a romantic notion that humans would like to be convinced exists, or doesn't. Moving in time here in this world is not quite the same in concept as yours. Your time travel notion is always going to exist based on your current timestamp. You think only of going back in time, or going forward in time. But time does not exist for us, so backward and forward are nothing more than now. If I, for example, wanted to visit the ancient pharaohs, it happens with the thought. If I wanted to visit the future, that is also so. But with future events, we are limited as to how far we might conceive, because of the great forces we'd have to overcome. So what you'd call your future days and weeks, we do have the ability to shift our focus. But precise weeks, months and years of your time are not easy for us to experience. Imagine time as a carpet on a roll. Only so much of the carpet of time is unrolled. There may be higher forces or beings here that may be able to move forward, but my doubts are, they wouldn't. There is no reason to. God's will is for us all, your side and here, to experience life to its fullest. You also ask if the spirit world has an influence over your life. Again, the simple answer is yes. You use the phrase, things happen for a reason, suggesting that there is some divine forces at work. And you would be correct. But let me make it clear, not everything that happens on Earth is influenced by this side. The divine source wants you to experience life at your own free will. Before my medium goes off on one here, free will exists, to a point. there are often events that the divine source wishes to happen for a greater good. My medium today, for example, was aligned with Jane. That was the doing of the divine source that brought them together. When you choose to accept my answer, please do so in the knowledge that what little influences that you may have encountered, that were influenced by forces this side and beyond, were never anything but for the greater good of love and advancement of your soul. Don't ever blame this side for any predicaments you find yourself in. They are on you, so own up and own them. In Trevor's last sitting, my friend this side knew the questions that were to be asked and used today. He explained to Trevor that the answers would be simply yes, as you have now discovered. But my friend's point was about accepting those answers without needing all the details. I agree with him. I understand your human ways to question everything, but please don't allow the questioning process to burden you down. Your goal should only be one of seeking enlightenment. With that comes love and trust and the truth of all things. The details matter not, only the pursuit. I hope I have made sense enough for you today. Even as I speak through this medium's mind, I can feel how he is so impressed that he didn't have to answer those questions. I have enjoyed speaking to you today, and I hope for a long and enlightening future for you. Keep doing what it is you are doing. Your path is clear ahead. Goodbye.
This presentation was created and produced by Trevor Baldwin. To contribute towards the funding of this project, please go to paypal.me/spiritedtalk. That's paypal.me/spiritedtalk, and Spirited Talk is all one word. Thank you for your support.